Welcome to your podcast, episode 51. And today I got a special guest host, Grant Coleman, who's an intern down at our Columbus office. Hello, Grant.
Hey, Mike. Happy to be here.
Yeah, it's good to have you. Grant's in the where are you at? In one of the little rooms there, trying to keep it as quiet as possible. But if you do hear some extra noise, that is just the way it is.
The nature of the office.
Nature of the beast. And, that office is pretty busy down there. We'll get into what that's all about here in a little bit. But I do have some news I want to cover. And I don't know if you watch The Simpsons there, Grant, but Mark Maron, who's a pretty famous podcaster, made an appearance on The Simpsons last night after the The Daytona 500 race, and they had The Simpsons was pretty close after that, and they featured podcasting. It was quite cool. From what I understand, I didn't get a chance to see it.
I watched the clip. It was interesting. You don't see a lot of podcasting related it's podcast references in mainstream media, and so it's just really cool how much we're seeing it nowadays, especially with the Spotify buying and all that.
Oh yeah, definitely. And there's a few things out there, like there's a show on CBS now that's all about a podcaster, and they tried that on ABC with the Gimlet guy, I can't remember his name. But it's been tried, but this was pretty cool. Mark got to interview Krusty the Clown, so I'm assuming it's pretty funny. I saw the clip, that was on YouTube there, and we'll have a link to that in the show notes. But I thought that was pretty cool. Podcasting has made it big time. once it's on The Simpsons, come on.
Yeah, but on The Simpsons, it's everywhere.
There you go. And speaking of people getting into podcasting that you wouldn't expect, and regardless of your politics, Newt Gingrich started a new podcast, and I listened to the first episode called Newt's World, and it's on Westwood One, and it's a pretty cool show. Newt is a historian by trade, so he's not talking politics. He's talking a lot of history stuff, and the first official episode was really good about George Washington and that period of time in our history. And he covered it very well for, almost an hour. And it was very interesting. And the guy's a great speaker. So, I don't know, what the future of that show is going to be. But so far, I kind of like it.
I think it's interesting having someone like Newt Gingrich run these podcasts, because he's got access to a lot of high level politicians and experts in that field, and that could be he could put out some really stellar content right there with that sort of with those sort of connections.
Oh yeah, and it's interesting that it's on Westwood One, because there's a company out there, Podcast One, that was started by the same guy that started Westwood One, and apparently they're completely split now. So Westwood One's now getting into podcasting as well, and it sounds like a lot of them are going to be celebrity or politicians or whatnot. And I think it's going to be good. I do have one criticism of Newt's first show. Somebody overprocessed the audio, so there's a little artifacting going on there, but I'm sure they'll get that worked out. And it wasn't annoying enough to quit listening to it. It was a good episode. And if you're interested in early history, especially, around George Washington and all that, it was very good. It was definitely interesting. And then the one little last bit of news is Apple changed their terms of service for their podcast stats. They put in a little paragraph. I'll go ahead and read it. And I'm terrible at reading on the mic, but we're going to do it anyway. It says, for clarity, you must not aggregate or permit any third party to aggregate analytics information provided to you by Apple as part of the content analytics service with any other content provider's analytics information, or contribute such information to a repository for cross-content provider analytics. Now, that sounds very legalese, doesn't it? But what they're saying is, they don't want you to give your Apple Podcasts Connect login to a third party so that they can, you know, pull your stats into their system. You know, I can't remember. There's a couple of services out there that report to, you know, hey, we'll put all your stats in one place and you give them the logins to all your stuff and all that. Well, that's against Apple's terms of service. You know, they want you to go look at the stats right there at Apple. Now, that does not mean that, like in the case of Blueberry statistics, we can get our own statistics based on what Apple Podcasts does. Meaning, you know, we collect the statistics. It's not anything Apple's providing us, but we get the statistics through either our log files or through the redirect process. And, you know, that's Blueberry statistics, or that's your statistics on Blueberry. And what Apple's saying is they don't want you to publicly disclose your Apple Podcast statistics. Is that what you get out of it, Grant?
That's the impression I was under as well. It didn't seem like this is a huge change for Blueberry users.
No, there's nothing in there, you know, for us, because, you know, we don't use Apple statistics. We would love to be able to pull that in there, but until Apple comes up with an official API, that's probably not going to happen. So anyway, let's see where we at on the rundown. Jeez, we're climbing right through this stuff. Got a couple of topics here. The basic topic is, you know, you're an intern with Raw Voice Blueberry and in the development area. So, you know, tell us a little bit about you and what you do at Raw Voice.
I'm a software development intern. And really what that means is, since Blueberry is such a small company, I'm working on stuff that goes to production, and I'm working on projects that you're going to see in the next couple of weeks if you use them. Currently, I'm working on the post to social feature and fixing that up and improving upon it with a bunch of changes Facebook has made to how their API access and all that. There's some updates we need to do, and that's my big project right now. But it's super cool for me because I'm 20 years old. I'm still I'm a sophomore computer science major at the University of Cincinnati. And as an intern with Raw Voice Blueberry, I'm working on stuff that I'm going to see the result of weeks after I build it. It's going to be live, and I get to really have a huge hand in the process. Super cool. Really love working here. I'm just working on working on start to finish, building this, fixing this, way more than I thought I would ever do as an intern with very little experience.
We really rely on our interns to help us, you know, usually polish things, you know, or you know, some new project. You know, one of the projects that was done by an intern a couple years ago was the podcast mirror service, and that was almost entirely done by the team of interns, and it was great.
I worked on that my first week here.
Oh, very good, very good. Yeah, there's always little tweaks that have to be done with all this stuff, and it's good to have you guys there. There's currently what, four of you there?
There's four interns. Yeah, we outnumber the full time developers, so whoever. Feel like rising up. We have the numbers.
There you go. But and whose side would McKenzie be on, I wonder?
it's a toss up, really.
So anyway, yeah. I got a chance to meet all the interns when I was down there messing with that studio that is still a work in progress. Since you're not using it, we're getting there on that. But yeah, it's great to have you with us, and great to have have you on the show here. Like I said, normally it's me and Todd, and you know, sometimes we're kind of the old farts of podcasting. So it's kind of good to have a new perspective in there. You know, I mean, what do you think of this whole podcasting industry? It's quite interesting, isn't it?
I probably listen to 5-10 hours of podcast a week. most of my friends listen to podcasts. We share them with each other. I got my 59-year-old father to listen to podcasts for the first time last week, and he queued up 20 of them. He loves them now. So it's definitely an industry I'm interested in. When I got the job offer, I was extremely excited. You know, I called everyone I knew and to tell them about it and how excited I was. It's awesome. I love podcasting. I love the industry.
Yeah, we, you know, all of us here at Raw Voice that are full-timers are mostly podcasters. Those that started the company, of course, you know, the people that listen to this show know the history, but, you know, we were all podcasters and we continue to, you know, keep our toe in the water at least. And yeah, it's pretty, pretty great industry. It's, I really enjoy it. It was my hobby. It's still my hobby, you know. And, and how often do you get to do, you know, help in the industry that is your hobby? And you know, so a lot of people don't get that chance. But you know, it's a great industry. Whether you're a hobbyist, you take it seriously. You try to make a living out of it. It's great, and that's, you know, what this whole podcast is about, is just helping you do that. And speaking of that, a lot of things come up on the Facebook forums and that kind of stuff, and a lot of people have opinions about things. And one of them that I see a lot of is, you know, do you need a website for your podcast? And of course, our company philosophy is yes, you need a, you know, you need a website. And but it's not just because that's our business model. I mean, even if you're not hosting with us or using our statistics, we still suggest you have a website. And my take on it is, where else are you going to send anybody? You know, a lot of people, you know, promote their podcast and they'll promote the Apple link, or they'll promote, you know, oh, I'm on Stitcher, or I'm on Spotify or whatever. And that's all fine and dandy. But if you promote your Apple link and I'm strictly on Android, well, I can't do anything with your Apple link, and vice versa. You know, if you, you know, promote Google Podcasts and I'm on an iPhone, I can't do anything about that. And so, you know, it's a whole lot better to send them to a landing page and give them all the options. But we say that over and over. How do you listen to podcasts, by the way, Grant?
Currently, I have an iPhone, so I've been using Apple Podcasts. It's pretty simple. Look them up, subscribe to them, bam, I'm out of the way. There are, you know, Himalaya, that startup that got funding a couple weeks ago, they're interesting to me. I might check them out sometime soon, but other than that, I get them on Apple Podcasts. I will say that podcasts that have a website that I go to, it's really nice for people to see show notes, get the, you know, the product they mentioned, or the service they're talking about, or just the keyword to something I wanted to look up. You could see, you find transcription notes if they have them. You find the important links they felt that they couldn't fit everything in the description on their listing. Just everything I can find on a website. There's so much more you can do on a website than you can you know, little Apple Podcast description or Spotify description or something like that.
Certainly. And, you know, and the thing is having a landing spot for, you know, for everything you do. So, you know, just for instance, and we talked about this probably a month and a half, 2 months ago, had a fairly big customer get kicked off of Apple temporarily for keyword stuffing. And it was right before Christmas, so everybody over at Apple was on vacation. So he was off of Apple for like 2 weeks, and he had a whole bunch of links to his Apple listing, which no longer worked. And, you know, had he promoted his website over Apple, at least people would have been able to get there. And even if you're not on Apple Podcasts in their directory, you can still subscribe to a podcast using the Apple software. So, you know, even though he was not listed in the directory, had he been promoting his website versus the Apple Podcast link, people still would have been able to get his show. And, you know, that's, I mean, that's pure gold, you know, as far as keeping, you know, keeping a link to your subscribers and your listeners. And again, like you said, Grant, you know, having the links, like we talked about some links up in the news section. I'm going to have links in the show notes over at powerpresspodcast.com. And, you know, how else would you get those links? They probably won't come through on Spotify. They won't come through on certain other apps. They might come through on Apple Podcasts. But, you know, then again, who wants to sit there on their phone and look at web pages like that, you know?
You know, I get what you're saying there. Yep.
Yeah. Most people that listen to podcasts, I don't know if you do this, but I, personally, I almost never see the website of the place I'm going to after the initial time I subscribe. And, you know, and if I do, it's just to go see a link or whatever and, you know, just check in with them. So it's good to have it. It's great to have it. But most people will find the podcast however they find it. Most of the time, it's not within the app. They hear about it some other way, and then they just use the app to find it, you know, but they don't just discover a podcast in the apps normally. And once you hit play, you stick the thing in your pocket, you know? So, you know, if I say, you know, we got links to it in the show notes over at powerpresspodcast.com, you're just going to hear that. Okay. If you say, you know, I got links in the show notes, go find me on Apple Podcasts or the iTunes desktop software, you know, I'm way less likely to try to go find you. You know, I want to go to the website.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And if that's all you have, you're dependent on Apple. And if they do shut you down, well, it could mistakenly or not, you're dependent on them, and that's your portal to the world, and it's gone. So, a website also gives you a certain amount of independence.
Certainly.
Where if a platform stops hosting you temporarily, you have a website people can go to, and that's always up. You have it available to your users.
Right. And, you know, as Todd always says, you know, own your brand, you know, own your .com or .whatever, you know, there's 100 TLDs now, but, but, you know, own your own domain name, and regardless of what happens, I mean, you know, if you're using all of Blueberry stuff and you're using a WordPress website on your own domain and Blueberry goes out of business, which we're not planning on, don't worry about it. But if we did, for some silly reason, go poof, you still own that address. You still have that connection to your subscribers. You may have to go find a new place to put all your files, but you know everything else is still there and you own it. Mm-hmm. It's so much, you know, so much peace of mind, you know, especially if you're taking this seriously. You know, as far as, you know, my hobbyist podcast, well, you know, oh, well, it goes poof, I'll figure out something. You know, it's not the end of the world, but, you know, there are people making a living doing their podcast, or it's a very important marketing tool for their show or for their business.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. You know, it just makes sense to have a website.
Yeah. So anyway, so I got some support issues that keep coming up, and I always like to put those towards the end of the show here. And let's see, one of the big ones that we get a lot of requests for is changing the email address on your Blueberry account. Currently, you cannot do that in the settings at Blueberry. You have to send in a ticket or send in an email to support@blueberry.com. And the reason for that is we have to make sure that email is valid, for one thing, because, you know, if you put in an invalid email, then, you know, and say, you know, we need to get a hold of you for something. We don't spam you. Trust me, we don't. But if we have to get a hold of you, we have to have that email work. And so we have to verify first that email actually works, and then, you know, and verify who you are, because, you know, sometimes somebody might try to change the email address to access your account. And, you know, if they somehow got into your account, they switch that email around, you know, you might lose access to your account at Blueberry. Now, we're pretty good about getting it back, but, you know, we'd rather not go through all that hassle. So that's why the email setting isn't on the on the dashboard yet. It might, and at some point, if we can get the you know, security of that figured out. But until then, just email support@blueberry.com. Anything to add to that, Grant?
No, not to that one.
Okay, yeah, sorry to put you on the spot there. and then requirements for Spotify. We still get a lot of Spotify questions. You know, tickets, whatnot. And what happens a lot of the time is you'll get accepted into Spotify through our portal at Blueberry. And this is not if you're going direct through Spotify. You can now go direct to Spotify and submit your podcast. You won't get any statistics in the Blueberry system if you do that. But, you know, if you're submitting through Blueberry, you could get approved. Your show will be listed for a short time, and then all of a sudden your listing will go blank. It just seems to be a bug in their system at Spotify. But what the main cause of that is not having the feed description in the RSS feed. And that's a very specific setting in the PowerPress settings in the feeds tab. And we've talked about it before, but, you know, kind of beat the dead horse at least once an episode. It goes in the feed description box in the feeds tab of PowerPress settings. If there's nothing in there, your listing at Spotify will go blank. 9 times out of 10, that's the reason. The other reason I see a lot of is not having a category selected in the Apple tab. And yeah, Spotify does use the Apple categories. So that's one of the things. You'll find a lot of that with a lot of the different places that your podcast can get syndicated to, that you know, different pieces get used in different places. And sometimes it's hard to control that. I don't know if you've been on the production side at all yet, Grant, but if you notice that, you know, like if you put a description in one spot for Apple and a different spot for the feed, if they're different, you'll notice that in some apps they'll come up one way and then the other apps will come up another way.
I haven't used the feature yet, but I can see how that would happen.
Yeah, well, you know, you think of it, RSS is a standard. So there's different tags for different things, and the different app developers can use a different part of the RSS feed or a different tag in the RSS feed. And, you know, that will, you know, there's not much we can do about that. You know, if Overcast decides to use the feed description rather than Apple's subtitle, well, they're just using the feed description. So you gotta play to that. And so anyway. And last but not least, the PowerPress tip. And we went through a lot of the tabs over the last few episodes. And this one is stuff you should not do, unless you really know what you're doing or have a specific reason. I don't know how many times I'll get someone. And what usually happens is they're trying to change the title of their show or change the artwork for their show. And they'll say, I can't get figured out. And then they give me the feed, and it's a category feed, yet they're using the main settings. So the main settings in PowerPress are for the main feed. And if you're using categories, it goes in the category feed. So, but unless you're doing more than one podcast from that website, you don't need categories or custom channels. And God forbid, taxonomies. What are you eating? Popcorn?
Me?
Yeah.
Hearing a lot. Oh, am I popping in and out? I'm not saying anything.
Yeah, I'm hearing scratching.
Oh, boy.
That's all right. That's okay.
Yeah, I'll mute myself. No.
But anyway, yeah, there's a lot of extra stuff that, you know, you can use in PowerPress. But, you know, if you don't know why you would need those, there's no reason to use those. So category podcasting is the biggest one. Yes, you can use categories on your website to categorize your posts. That has nothing to do with the category feeds. So if you're only doing one podcast, use the main feed. And if you're doing more than one, please contact support before you set it up, because there's ways to do it correctly and there's ways to really mess it up. And it's a lot easier to do it right the first time. We're more than happy to tell you the best way to accomplish what you want to accomplish. But yeah, I don't know how many times I go into somebody's website, or I don't go in personally, but you know, we get on a screen share or whatever, or they send me their feed and it's a category feed, yet they're trying to make the changes in the main settings of PowerPress. So anyway, so be mindful of that. A lot of that extra stuff in PowerPress you don't really need. So no need to turn it on. So Grant, any final words for the listeners out there?
Just thanks for having me.
Okay.
I'm so sad.
Yeah, and yeah, it was great having you on here. It's a little short today, but that's all right. Todd should be back next time. He had been out on the East Coast for however long, and got back and had to make a quick trip down to Sydney, Australia. So, and there's nothing quick about an 11-hour flight. but whatever. He's down in Sydney And Grant and I are holding down the fort here on your podcast. So if you want to get a hold of me or Todd, you can use yourpodcast@blueberry.com. And Grant, if someone wanted to send you a fan letter, what would they do?
You can shoot me an email at grant.coleman@rawvoice.com.
All right, very good. And anyway, Mike@blueberry.com, and we'll catch you in a couple of weeks.